And we have to understand, first of all, God is not trying to keep the blessing from us. He's trying to get that blessing to us. He wants us to walk in the fullness of the blessing.
Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory with Gloria Copeland and Pastor George Pearsons. Join in today's study and take comfort in knowing that God has made a way for His people to live high above all the nations of this world.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory. We're full of good news today. Pastor George is back with us, and we're talking about our redemption from the curse. The curse came because of sin. Redemption comes because Jesus bore our sins and carried our sicknesses and disease and the poverty and everything that was under the curse. The Bible says He was made a curse for us.
Yes, yes.
So that we could be blessed.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And Pastor George is doing an awesome job of telling us
about it. Well, Gloria, thank you for having me on, and thank you for teaching me the Word of God, you and Kenneth,
praise
all of these
God.
38 years now, and it's working.
George was
it's
one of
working.
The few Yankees on staff for many years.
Well, actually, I was the first one.
You were the first?
I was the first one.
One.
And,
you did an admirable job.
And everybody
of
that was there let me know it, too. Oh, man, it's so good. I'm so glad to be here. I'm so glad to have been part of this and to still be part of this for so many years. And that's part of the blessing of Abraham.
That's right.
The Lord has been so good to me, and He is so good to you.
That's right.
You have been redeemed from the curse of the law so that you can walk in the blessing of Abraham.
And, you know, and all through the Scripture, and if you go to the Old Testament, it's very, very clear. If they would obey God,
yes,
the blessing
yes.
would manifest.
That's right.
I mean big.
That's right.
Big blessing.
That's right.
And nothing's changed.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
You're absolutely right. And that's, you know, our foundation scripture for this study, and we're talking about the blessing of Abraham. And all of these notes are available to you online. Go to kcm.org, click on the picture of Glory and Me, and you'll find the notes there, and you can follow right along with us. In our foundation scripture...
I got to correct myself. I said nothing has changed since the blessing of Abraham. Everything has changed.
Everything has
since the blessing
yeah, that's
of
true.
Abraham. Because Jesus, since that blessing, God could bless them even when the curse was going full blast.
That's exactly right.
But now the curse is not going full blast for us, those who have been redeemed from the curse by the Lord Jesus Christ. So it's not the same. It's been weakened.
It's been
taken away
yes.
if you receive
yes.
Jesus as the Lord of your life. So we can come out from under the curse
Amen.
In our day. If you've never made Jesus the Lord of your life, you just do it. Just say, Jesus.
Jesus.
Tell Him what I told Him. I said, take my life and do something with it. I had no idea it'd be this. But it's a good thing.
That's
it's a good
you do
life.
It. That's
He's got
exactly.
a good plan for you. Actually, any plan out from under the curse is good.
Yes.
But you don't get there
yes.
except through the Lord Jesus.
That's right.
Okay, George, now I'm
that's
through.
That's awesome.
You can go ahead.
No, keep going. I like that.
No, that's it.
Galatians 3:13, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law.
Hallelujah.
He was made a curse for us.
Yes, He was.
For it's written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree, so that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles.
Praise
I, having
God.
My Bible came on me yeah. through Jesus Christ. That we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith.
Glory to God.
So the blessing, we found out yesterday that we've been redeemed from the curse.
Yes, we have.
The doom of the curse.
Mm-hmm.
And now we walk in the blessing, the empowerment to prosper of the blessing of Abraham. That same blessing that God conferred on Abraham, that's for us.
Praise God.
Because we've been cut from the rock.
That's right.
Of mighty Abraham.
Hallelujah.
The father of our faith.
Amen.
So today, we begin our study of Deuteronomy 28, 1 through 14. Let's turn
That's
over there right
good.
Now. Let's look at it. Deuteronomy.
Yeah, you could sing that song.
And in chapter 28, and verse 1, and Gloria, what we're going to do is the days go on, we'll cover one or two or three scriptures at a time.
Good. That'll
be good. By the time we reach the end of our 2 weeks, we will have covered 1 through 14, Deuteronomy 28, 1 through 14. And as I shared yesterday, when Terry and I were married, Brother Copeland read that scripture over us. And I've done that in every wedding that I've performed ever since that I've been involved in. We conclude the service with the reading of the blessing of Abraham.
That's an awesome thing to
It
do.
Really, really is. So let's begin with this, Gloria. And today, we're going to look at verse 1. We're calling this day High Above All Nations. It says,
yes.
And it shall come to pass.
Whoops, I'm in the wrong chapter. Where are you?
Deuteronomy
28. Okay, I got it.
It shall come to pass, if you shall hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set you on high above all the nations of the earth.
Praise God.
What a tremendous scripture that is.
Look at this chapter.
Look at your page.
There's no margins left.
Look at your page.
Woo, I like this.
Gloria, I'd like to include that in our outline package.
That'd be good.
I think the people
you
would be blessed. Would you like to have Gloria's page from Deuteronomy 28? It's got writing all around.
Oh, it's good.
I'll do that. Okay. I'll do that. Well, it begins here, it'll come to pass if. And I thought that was very interesting as I was studying this, because there are conditions to receiving that blessing. And we have to understand, first of all, God is not trying to keep the blessing from us. He's trying to get that blessing to us. He wants us to walk in the fullness of the blessing. And what He has so wonderfully graced us with here are the instructions of how to do that. He said, if you will listen diligently.
Diligently. So or, it's not going to be a casual thing.
Right. It's not
gonna
casual.
It's going to take some effort. It's going to take some dedication.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, I want to show
you
something before you go any further.
Sure, go ahead.
You look at that that word, hearken.
Yes.
You know what that says?
Yes.
It says, hear, Ken. Now, is that great or what?
That is...
Hear, Ken, diligently.
The word is so personal, isn't it?
It is.
If you will hear, Ken, diligent. And obviously, Brother Kenneth... He did hear Kim.
Mm-hmm.
If you will hearken, listen diligently to the voice of the Lord your God, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, the Lord will set you on high. So let's take a look at this first of all on our notes, Gloria.
Praise God.
It says here, if you'll listen diligently to the voice of the Lord your God. And I just wrote down some scriptures. Matthew 13, 16, blessed are your eyes, for they see. We're on page 1.
You?
Page 1,
okay.
Number 3. Blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. I like John 10:27. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And Psalm 85:8, I will hear what the Lord will speak. So if we listen diligently to the voice of the Lord. And I heard Brother Keith teach this one time in the development of how to hear the voice of the Lord, and that's a whole other teaching. But Brother Keith said this about Brother Keith Moore, hearing the voice of the Lord begins with hearing the voice of the Word.
To hear
the voice of God through the Word of God. Mm-hmm. And that's how we begin to develop a hearing ear. We hear the Word. We hear
if
you listen diligently to the voice of the Lord your God, and then number 4 there it says, if you will observe his commandments.
You hear it and do it.
You do it. God explained the blessing in detail to the children of Israel, what it included, how it operated, and what he was doing, Gloria, he was wanting to renew their minds from a bondage and lack mentality of Egypt to a blessing and prosperity mentality in Canaan land.
Amen.
And that's exactly what he wants. If we will observe.
Well, we were bound up like that, except we weren't, you know, it wasn't just so obvious. We weren't in bondage to any nation.
Right.
But we were in bondage when God came to us.
That's right.
Because we were under that curse.
And what you and Kenneth
Everybody's
did...
Everybody's under the curse. It's not made Jesus
right.
Lord.
Right. That's right. And what you and Kenneth did, you observed His commandments. The word commandment there is basically the word Word. Word of God. If you will observe the Word of God,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you and Kenneth dug into the Word of
Ooh,
God.
We did.
Whatever the Word of God said to you, you would adapt that as part of your life.
Yes, that's right.
Whatever it told you. That happened when you read Romans 13:8. Owe no man anything.
Yeah, that's right.
Keep out of debt.
Boy, that was a biggie there. Whew.
That's an example right there of the two of you observing the commandment, mm-hmm. observing the Word. Observing what God's Word says. Now, God was doing this with the Jews because He wanted the blessing on them, and He wanted that Garden of Eden to be created wherever they went, and He wants the same thing for us.
That's right.
Amen. He wants that blessing traveling with us wherever we go, whatever we do.
That was His will. That's the way He
That's
started
the will
this
of God.
Thing out. The blessing was in the garden. They had everything. Everything was just right.
That's
there was
right.
nothing
That's right.
amiss. There
yep.
was no curse.
Yes.
Until they blew it and disobeyed God. And then the curse came. So He,
yep.
through Jesus, we come back to the garden.
That's good.
Through the
Gloria.
Lord Jesus Christ.
Through Jesus.
He bore the curse for us. And He lets us back in the garden with you know, healing and blessing and everything right. But it still all depends on whether we obey or not.
Through Jesus, we have come back to
yeah.
the garden.
Praise
That's it right
God.
There. And we do that. Mm-hmm. We experience that garden, that blessing,
Ooh,
by listening to the voice of the Lord, by observing His Word or attend to my words.
Attention
Proverbs 4:20.
Yeah.
Attend to my words. It'll be life to your body, health to all your flesh. And so we observe the commandment. And then He said, if
Let's
you will...
Let's say it like this. Through Jesus, we get back in the garden.
Through Jesus,
Woo!
We
Glory to God.
Get back
in the garden.
In the garden. Excellent, Gloria.
Hallelujah.
Excellent, excellent.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. And then it says here, if we'll do His commandments, if we'll not only be hearers of the Word of God, but doers of the Word, and we find that in James 1:22. Don't just listen to God's Word, you must do what it says. Joshua 1:8, the book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth. You meditate on it day and night so that you may observe and do.
That's a big one.
All yeah. that is written therein. For then you shall make your way prosperous, you'll deal wisely
yes.
and have good
Hallelujah.
Success. So first of all, in the blessing, that's what we need to do. We need to hearken to the voice. Observe and do the
That's
commandments
all they
of God.
Had to do.
That's all they
wouldn't
had to do.
Do it. That's all we have to
That's
do.
That's all we have to do.
Glory to God. And when Ken and I started doing that, we started prospering and being blessed and well. We're
you started coming
in
up.
Our, well into our 70s. Yep. We're healed. We're strong. Not on any prescription drugs. I don't have to take anything to keep going.
Wow.
Glory to God. Neither does Ken. Now, what is that? That's the blessing
That's
working.
The blessing.
Amen.
And Terry and I are right behind you
and
guys.
And you're just doing the same thing. We're healed and prosperous and blessed
so
and obedient.
If we will do that, the first article of the blessing of Abraham here is that the Lord will set you on high above all the nations of the earth.
Praise God.
That's the first article of the blessing. And Gloria, throughout this, I'm going to mention some study that I did. Several very good commentaries, and then the Humash.
Oh yeah, I'm so impressed.
A beautiful
language
book.
Skills.
I learned that from Billy.
Yes.
But in the Humash, it says here in a commentary written by the Jewish rabbis and sages, it says about this scripture, God, your God, will make you an elite nation.
Ooh, I like that.
Above all
Praise
the nations
God.
Of the earth. Mm-hmm. An elite nation.
An elite nation.
In Proverbs 11:11 in the NIV, through the blessing of the upright, a city is exalted. By the mouth of the wicked, it is destroyed.
Oh, through the blessing of the upright, a city.
Is
through
exalted.
The upright blessing the city. That's
yeah.
what it's saying.
Yep, yep. Upright yep. blessing the city.
It's exalted but by the mouth of the wicked it is destroyed.
Yes.
I'm going to live where the blessing is. Hallelujah.
And in the blessing of Abraham in verses 7 and 12, it makes clear that this includes military and economic supremacy over other nations. Christ. Verse 7, the Lord will conquer your enemies when they attack you. They'll attack you from one direction, and they'll scatter from you in seven.
Amen.
In verse 12, the Lord will send rain at the proper time from His rich treasury in the heavens and will bless all the work that you do. You'll lend to many nations, but you will never need to borrow from them.
In Jesus' name, that's right.
Now that, I believe, is something that our nation should be standing on. Stop borrowing money. An exalted nation doesn't have to borrow money. And He said, I'll set you on high above the nations. Now think about this, Gloria. And I made this note last night as I was going back through these outlines. I did a little bit of research, and I've been looking at this through the years about the Jews and about Israel and just what God has done for them. I've had the privilege of traveling with Billy for about four or five times into Israel, mm-hmm. and to see, you can feel the blessing of Abraham.
Praise God.
The presence of the blessing of Abraham. And this is very interesting, and this is just a little tidbit of research that I have done on this. But listen to this. You're familiar with the Nobel Prize, not just the Nobel Peace Prize, but the Nobel Prizes that they give out. 22% of the Nobel Prize winners are Jewish.
Isn't that amazing? 22% of all the countries.
Of all the countries of the world are Jewish. And Israel, the Jews make up only 0.2% of the world population.
Wow. That says a lot, doesn't it?
That is a demonstration of the blessing.
Amen.
That is God setting a nation high above all the nations of the earth.
Inventions and medicine, ability to deal with all diseases.
I have a list of things I'm going to share later on
in
the week about those inventions. I'll give you an example. They developed the cell phone.
Isn't that so?
They developed the cell phone. They developed the flash drive. They developed in medicine. They have something called that they developed, and it's from the blessing. They developed the pill cam.
I don't know.
It is a camera in a pill that a person can swallow that, and it's a video that they will take of their digestive tract.
Wow, George.
They developed
that. Telling me something I didn't know for sure.
That is really something.
That's awesome.
And
isn't
the
it?
More I read about that, and the
Pill
more
cam.
I more I read about the developments that they've come, I see that's the blessing of Abraham.
That's what it is.
And the Lord has set that tiny little nation the size of New Jersey in the Middle East, surrounded by enemies. They continue to flourish and thrive and win wars and attacks and just keep coming up on top. God has set them above the nations
That's
of the
right.
earth.
Wow.
Now, how do we take this in our context? Because of Jesus, we have been set up on high with Him.
That's right.
Ephesians 2:6. If you look there at your notes there on C1. Ephesians 2:6 from the Amplified. He has raised us up together with Him and made us sit down together, giving us joint seating with Him in the heavenly sphere by virtue of our being in Christ Jesus, the Messiah, the Anointed One.
Hallelujah.
So we've been raised up with Him.
Listen to this in the message. Then He picked us up and set us down in the highest heaven in company with Jesus, our Messiah.
Isn't that good?
Ooh, glory to God.
Isn't that
Colossians
good?
1:13, yes. We have been delivered from, this is a big one here, from the power of darkness, and we have been translated into the kingdom of God. Not when we die. But when we made Jesus the Lord of our lives,
right.
we were born again
right.
and we were translated into that kingdom.
Yes.
We've
yes.
been set on high. These are George's notes.
Oh,
We've been set on high in dominion over powers and principalities. We have authority in
That's
the
right.
name of
That's
Jesus.
That's right. That's right.
And we rule over darkness.
That's exactly Glory right. God.
But you know, we have to rule. If we don't want the devil coming into our affairs, our body, our marriages, our finances,
yes.
we have to say, you're not coming in here, devil.
That's right.
We have to stand
That's
ground.
Right.
And we have to say right words. If we talk defeat, if we say we're, you know, we're going bankrupt or we're sick, we're going to die or whatever, we talk the curse and we take the curse, we can have the curse.
That's right.
But I'm not taking it.
I'm not taking
it
either.
I'm delivered from every evil work in the name of Jesus. Jesus Himself bore my sicknesses and carried my disease.
People will read something like that and it'll be read religiously. They won't spend any time with it and it'll go right over their head.
That's true.
And my determination, Gloria's determination,
yes.
Kenneth's determination, Terry's determination, the determination of this ministry and the reason that this ministry exists is to teach you how to take that authority, stand on it. He's set you up on high places. He's put us in a place above powers and principalities and rulers of the darkness. He set us on high above all the nations, which includes the demonic nations as well.
Right. That's right.
Let's just run over here really quick.
Where are you?
Ephesians. I'm running over to Ephesians. We just have a couple of moments left, but this...
Praise God!
This came into my heart as I was saying that. We have been set on high above all nations.
What chapter?
Chapter 6.
I got it.
Chapter 6. Mm-hmm. We have been set on high. It says here in verse 10, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil."
In other words, with the armor of God, you can stand.
That's right. That's right. "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood." And here's the demonic nations right here. "We do not wrestle against flesh and blood, powers of princes, but against principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all," my cross-reference says, "having overcome all, to stand, therefore." And then it goes on in talking about the armor of God. Gloria, we have been set on high above the demonic nations,
right.
above the poverty and the lack and the sickness and the disease. And now it's up to us to take that authority, to take that dominion, because Jesus has set us on high.
Amen, amen. Glory
Praise
to God.
God.
I'm up there with you, George.
Amen,
Hallelujah.
Gloria. Amen.
Praise God. This says, "Take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand
mm-hmm.
in the evil day, having done all to stand." Stand.
Stand.
The evil day.
That's right.
Whatever evil day
That's
comes,
right.
we've got armor, we've got power, we can stand,
That's
we can
right.
go free. Hallelujah.
That's exactly
it means you
right.
too. George and I'll be right back.
Well, it just seems like I can't catch a break, you know? Everything I touch has been falling apart. It seems like you never have a bad day. How do you do it?
It's not that I don't have any bad days or any challenges. It's the blessing in my life. Deuteronomy 28 tells us everything that we're guaranteed.
Explain.
Well, Gloria Copeland and Pastor George Pearson's break it down in the Blessing of Abraham package. It's a series that you can get on CD or DVD with study notes, along with Kenneth Copeland's book, The Blessing. It shows you exactly how God's promise works for you.
Sounds like more than just a theory.
Oh no, it's a way of life. Pastor George breaks down what it means to have your enemies run from you 7 ways. And in Brother Copeland's book, The Blessing, he shares all the things that he's learned in ministry over the past 40 years and how God wants to bless us.
So when I believe what I'm saying,
good or bad,
then I'll see those things in my life?
Exactly. You can live in the blessing no matter what comes your way.
Live in the blessing, no matter what comes your way. Order the Blessing of Abraham package on CD or DVD for a special price of $39.99 and save 20%. Go to kcm.org/TV special or call us toll free. Know that wherever you are, whatever you do, whatever you have, wherever you go, you are blessed. For an additional 10% off, order your package online.
The offer today is the Blessing of Abraham Package. You're going to want this.
Oh, man,
Tell
Gloria.
Tell us something about it, George.
There's enough material in this to absolutely revolutionize your life.
It's the truth.
Kenneth's book on the blessing of the Lord. I mean, this is a must read by everybody.
It's a game changer.
It's a game changer.
So
that's right. And then all of the notes. All of the, that's really good. All of the notes that we've, the outlines that we've been teaching from, plus additional material, are in the outline book
and
here.
You're in my picture.
Yes, our picture is on it. And then the DVDs or the CDs, Gloria, this is absolutely a power
that
pack.
That is power. That's
it'll completely change everything.
Whether you're brand new or you've been around a long time,
this will
minister to you.
Yes.
You know, you have to get it in your eyes and your ears, or it doesn't get down in your heart.
Yeah.
So order your package today. To do that, go to kcm.org. George and I are going to pray for you. Father,
we pray
for every person listening.
God.
We ask you, Lord, and for ourselves, we ask you to open the eyes, flood the eyes of our heart with light. Help us to get the very depth of your word that we need day by day to walk in victory.
Thank you.
And I pray for all the people. I pray, Father, for the healing anointing now to flow into them from the top of their head to the soles of your feet.
Yes.
You be healed.
Thank you.
In Jesus' name. Take your healing. Feed on healing scripture. Stay healed in the name of Jesus. The Lord told Ken, this is a year of victory over death.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Maybe you've been given a diagnosis that you're not going to make it this year. You just changed that diagnosis to what the Word says. By His stripes, you were healed. It's the year of manifested love. Glory to God. Jesus is love. When He manifests Himself, love comes in on the scene. Hallelujah. There's no problem that He can't fix. And the more we walk and live by faith in God's love, the more we experience the blessing.
Yes.
So join us again tomorrow. This is George and Gloria reminding you that Jesus is
Lord.
Kenneth Copeland Ministries is here for you. The Believer's Voice of Victory is available on DVD or CD at kcm.org. You can also view the webcasts online at your convenience or download them as video or audio files. Continue to grow in God's Word and build your faith with this week's product offer. These Word-based teachings will help you live in victory. Order your copy today. Receive the great grace God is abounding toward you and live in the blessing. Come to a Kenneth Copeland Ministries event. The 2014 Venezuela Victory Campaign. Kenneth Copeland will be in Maracaibo, Venezuela, September 5th through the 6th. Join Kenneth Copeland and Dr. Stephen and Kelly Swisher for the Living Victory New York Faith Encounter, September 12th through 13th in New York, New York. Word Explosion, September 25th through 27th with Kenneth Copeland, Bill Winston, and Chaplain A.L. Downing in Columbia, South Carolina. Tomorrow on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
Healed, well, prosperous, free from fear, debt, free from sickness, disease, free from lack of any kind. We are walking in the blessing of Abraham.